Peace be upon you. God willing, today we're going to talk about what the roles of a messenger are and what the roles of a prophet are. These are two distinguished roles within the Quran, and inshallah today we're going to try to look at some of the verses showing what the difference is between a messenger and prophet. So the word messenger in Arabic is Rasul, and the word prophet in Arabic is Nabi, and we see that there are actually two distinguished roles. Some people think that these terms can be used interchangeably, and that's just simply not the case. God distinguishes between these in the following verses. The first one we're going to read is chapter 22, verse 52. As always, we seek refuge in God from saying the rejected before we read the Quran. We did not send before you any messenger nor a prophet without having the devil interfere in his wishes. God then nullifies what the devil has done. God perfects his revelations. God is omniscient, most wise. So we see in this verse that God is distinguishing between messenger and prophet. Also in verses chapter 19, verses 51 and 54, we read, mentioned in the scripture Moses, he was devoted and he was a messenger prophet. And in 1954, it reads, and mentioned the scripture Ishmael, he was truthful when he made a promise, he was a messenger prophet. So he was also a messenger and a prophet. So what's the difference between a messenger, a rasul, and a prophet, a nabi? The differences are spelled out in chapter 3, verse 81. It reads, God took a covenant from the prophets, saying, I will give you the scripture and the wisdom. So prophets, they receive scripture and wisdom. And it says, afterwards, a messenger will come to confirm all existing scriptures. So it says, messengers, they confirm existing scriptures. Then it continues, you shall believe in him and support him. He said, do you agree with this? And pledge to fulfill this covenant. They said, we agree. He said, you have thus borne witness, and I bear witness along with you. So verse 81 of chapter 3, among many other verses, provides the definitions of Nabi, prophet, and Rasul, messenger. Thus, Nabi is a messenger of God who delivers a new scripture, while Rasul is a messenger commissioned by God to confirm existing scriptures. He does not bring a new scripture. According to the Quran, every Nabi is a Rasul, but not every Rasul is a Nabi. Not every messenger was given a new scripture. It is not logical that God will give a scripture to a prophet, then ask him to keep it exclusively for himself, as stated by some Muslim scholars. And we can see in chapter 2, verse 42, 2146 and 2159 that it's actually forbidden to conceal the truth or the word of God. And 242 reads, do not confound the truth with falsehood, nor shall you conceal the truth knowingly. And 2146 says, those who receive the scripture recognize the truth herein as they recognize their own children, yet some of them conceal the truth knowingly. And 2159 says, those who conceal our revelations and guidance after proclaiming them for the people in the scripture is condemned by God. They are condemned by all the condemners. So it's not logical to think that a messenger actually had a scripture, but he just never revealed it to the people, because he'd be breaking one of God's commandments. And we know that messengers and prophets would never do such a thing intentionally. Some people make the claim that Aaron was actually a prophet who did not receive a scripture. And they refer to chapter 19, verse 53. It says, and we granted him out of our mercy, his brother Aaron, as a prophet. And it's talking about him as in Moses. However, the Quran clearly states that the scripture was given to both Moses and Aaron. And in chapter 21, verse 48, we read, we gave Moses and Aaron the statute book, a beacon and a reminder for the righteous, making Aaron a prophet, because since he received the scripture. And in chapter 37, verses 114 through 117, we read, we also blessed Moses and Aaron. We delivered them and their people from the great disaster. We supported them until they became the winners. We gave both of them the profound scripture. Okay, so therefore we're reading the fact that Aaron was a prophet and he did receive a scripture. Some additional verses talking about how every prophet receives a scripture. We're going to go through some of these. The first one is chapter 19, verse 30, and it's Jesus speaking. It says, the infant spoke and said, I am a servant of God. He has given me the scripture and has appointed me a prophet. Okay, showing that basically he was given the scripture and he was appointed a prophet. In 379, we read, never would a human being whom God blessed with scripture and prophethood say to the people, idolize me beside God. Instead, he would say, devote yourselves absolutely to your Lord alone, according to the scripture you preach, and the teachings you learn. So again, we read that human being blessed with scripture and prophethood, that they go hand in hand. In chapter 2, verse 213, we read, the people used to be one community when God sent the prophets as bearers of good news, as well as warners. He sent down with them the scripture, bearing the truth to judge among the people in their disputes. And it says, ironically, those who received the scripture were the ones who rejected any new scripture, despite clear proofs given to them. This is due to jealousy on their part. God guides those who believe to the truth that is disputed by all others in accordance with His will. God guides whoever wills in a straight path. So again, we read that the prophets, they were given the scripture. Okay, and we're going to continue down to chapter 6, verses 84 through 89. It says, and we granted him Isaac and Jacob, and we guided both of them. Similarly, we guided Noah before that, and from his descendants, we guided David, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, and Aaron. We thus reward the righteous. Also, Zechariah, John, Jesus, and Elias, all were righteous. And Ishmael, Elijah, Jonah, and Lot, each of these we distinguish over all the people. From among their ancestors, their descendants, and their siblings, we chose many, and we guided them in a straight path, such as God's guidance, with which he guides whomever he chooses from among his servants. Had any of them fallen into idolatry, their works would have been nullified. It says, those were the ones whom we have given the scripture, wisdom, and prophethood. If these people disbelieve, we will substitute others in their place, and the new people will not be disbelievers. So again, we're seeing that basically that prophethood and scripture go hand in hand. One thing I want to just emphasize is that every prophet, by de facto, is a messenger of God because they confirm existing scriptures. That's one of the jobs of the prophets and the messengers, is to confirm existing scriptures. But not every messenger is a prophet. Okay, one of the things that you commonly hear is they try to change these two words. They say every rasul, messenger, receives a scripture, and every prophet, nabi, just confirms existing scriptures. And from the verses we saw, that's simply not true. But there is more. In 45:16, we read, we have given the children of Israel the scripture, wisdom, and prophethood. Again, we see prophethood and scripture go hand in hand. And it says, and we provided them with good provisions. We bestowed upon them more blessings than any other people. And there's more. In chapter 29, verse 27, we read, we granted him Isaac and Jacob, and we assigned to his descendants prophethood and the scriptures. We endowed him with his due recompense in this life, and in the hereafter he will surely be with the righteous. So every single verse that every verse that refers to prophethood is talking about people who received a scripture. So the word Nabi is only people who received the scripture. Rasul, by definition, messenger, are ones who confirm existing scriptures. So let's look at some of the verses that use the word Rasul or messenger and what their function is. It says, chapter 2, verse 101, now that a messenger from God has come to them, and even though he proves and confirms their own scripture, some falls of the scriptures regarding to Jews, Christians, and Muslims disregard God's scripture behind their backs as if they never had any scripture. So now we're seeing that the word Rasul, messenger, is talking about ones who come to confirm existing scriptures. Chapter 2, verse 129 says, our Lord, and raise among them messengers to recite to them your revelations, teach them the scripture and wisdom, and purify them. You are the Almighty, most wise. Again, we're reading that messengers, they're playing off an existing scripture. 2151, blessings such as sending of a messenger from among you to recite our revelations to you, purify you, teach you the scripture and wisdom, and teach you what you never knew. Because that's what messengers do. They're supposed to come to basically recite God's revelations, explain the revelations to us. In 3164, it says, God has blessed the believers by raising in their midst a messenger from among them to recite for them his revelations, purify them, and to teach them the scripture and wisdom. Before this, they had gone totally astray. And 515 says, O people of the scripture, our messenger has come to you to proclaim for you many things you have concealed in the scripture and to pardon many other transgressions you have committed. A beacon has come to you from God in a profound scripture. So it's saying that basically the messenger is coming to reveal things that were concealed in the scripture. And 5:19, O people of the scripture, our messenger has come to you to explain things to you after a period of time without messengers, lest you say we do not receive any preacher or warner. A preacher and warner has now come to you. God is omnipotent. So just to wrap everything up, Nabi, prophethood means someone who brings a scripture, a new scripture. Rasul is a messenger of God who confirms an existing scripture. Every prophet, Nabi, by de facto, is a Rasul, a messenger of God, but not every messenger is a prophet of God. So hopefully you guys will take the time to look over these verses and confirm this for yourself. It's always best to confirm this information, not to take anyone's word from it and just look at it through the verses of the Quran. God willing, this podcast was helpful for everyone. And as always, I highly recommend to read the Quran. You can find the awesome translation by Dr. Rashad Khalifa at www.quranalone.com. And if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email us at QuranTalk@gmail.com. Until next time, peace and God bless.